release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
And Mellicant was founded on a Wednesday, on a rainy day.
On a rainy day. Why didn't you find his skin so good?
Yeah, it's Jelly Toro no more. What's that? Cut! Pause. Boom. We record.
Shame podcast.
Simple, man.
Jesus Christ. Anyway. Mellicant Media's got studios, guys. So, these guys.
What studios do they have?
Photo. A photo studio.
Photo studios?
Yeah.
Photo studios?
Are they doing couch casting?
Hey! No!
Hey!
They're taking pictures of slay queens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anybody who just wants to look pretty, you know.
Mash, is that you?
It
Dude,
is.
Which one is this one?
I don't know that one, but yeah.
So why did you put edit there?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen! We are back! No evil forces shall prosper against us.
Hallelujah. Never.
You are swag.
Weak. Swag.
Bop. Yes. Bop, bop, bop,
weak.
Bop.
Swag.
For those wondering why I'm saying that, because we recorded on Monday, but like I have no idea what happened to the sound.
Sound just disappeared.
Sound just disappeared.
Nothing.
Corrupted, right?
Dude, like it was so crazy. And I think Shimza has something to do with it, because every time we record something with Shimza, there's always the sound fucks up.
Oh, yeah. Interview, right?
Hey, so his ancestors are working overtime. Eh?
We called him.
Yeah, we called him.
And then he wrote a long SMS saying he wasn't happy about why we called him. And you know, it's like become a trend now. Every week I have to talk to a celebrity explaining why I said what I said on the podcast.
Why did we call him?
Hey,
Shimza.
Why did we call him?
Why did we call him?
I've forgotten. And that's how things go, actually.
To speak about him chopping that guy's song.
Oh,
allegedly.
Silva. Yeah, there's a guy called Silva. He accused Shimza of stealing his song. The Shimza song is called Asuk.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And the other guy's song is something de la Grima. And they practically sound identical.
Yeah, but so that's old news, man. That's
it's old news. Now. It's out there even. We saw the guy... It's whatever.
Are we going to repeat the same jokes from Monday?
No. Well, we can't repeat jokes.
Because it's the first time we re-record an episode. Because we always just shoot one.
But I feel like we're not re-recording an episode from Saturday. We are recording an episode on a Wednesday to come out on Thursday.
Like,
I think some of the things we'll talk about happened yesterday. So... that show is gone, dusted, forgotten about it.
Hey, but it was banging, that show.
Yeah, it was nice. Hey, there's so much drama.
And fuck you, Aya. Aya went to Cape Town. That's why our sound was fucked.
Oh. Weak. Swack. You went to Cape Town, bro. Swack.
He left us dry.
What were you doing in Cape Town?
I'm back now.
He had a gig.
Oh, nice.
Oh, he had a gig.
He's like one of those radio DJs that would rather go to a gig than do their shows.
Hey, there's a lot of those.
Yeah, I hated those people, bro.
But that happens when the person is underpaid. So he's underpaid. He's trying to supplement his income.
I'd always ask myself, like, okay, do you know that you're getting a gig because you're on radio? So if you leave your radio show, you're not going to get any gigs.
True, dog. But would you, let's say you're earning 200K, for example, on radio, and there's a gig paying you 50K, which is a quarter of your salary. Would you and you do this every day, like, of the week for the entire year. Wouldn't you just take that one day off to make this
No,
cash?
Bro. I never took a gig over my radio show, ever.
Ah, purest one.
Yeah.
The purest.
Yeah.
Ah, the purest one.
But how did that end?
After he got fired, I was calling everybody. Hey, yo, that gig from 2013.
Well, you declined.
I'm here to take it.
And they were like, you decline. Look at you, loved your radio show.
You know what, Ghost Lady?
Weak.
You are weak.
Swak.
You are swak.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome 200,000 subscribers.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
We made it. All because of you. Thank you so much, which is why we got some prizes to give away. Mm. So,
Prizes?
Yes. All right, cool. Let me start with the first one. First one is from Busani Men. They provide affordable professional wear for special events such as weddings, graduation, matric dances, as well as day-to-day corporate wear. Nice. The package, this is what we're giving away to a chiller, right? Okay. One chiller is going to get to win this.
Yeah.
It's a three-piece ready-to-wear tailored suit. With 100% cotton tailored white shirt. With a tie and pocket square. The package is valued at 4,500 rand.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Prize number two, we're going to give away a Rabula Craft Gin. Rabula Craft Gin is a small batch smooth craft gin with a zesty character and a hint of spice. We're going to give away a bottle, a glass, a mini ice bucket, a buff. The hamper is valued at 500 rands.
Nice.
And then number three, Batu Sneaker.
Batu Sneaker.
We are going to be giving away the Racer White Mersh, newly introduced last week by Batu Sneaker. This sneaker is valued at 100 million rands.
Oh, Batu Sneaker. Which one? Batu. Batu Sneakers are triple 100 money. Jesus, 100 million fucking rands.
No, I'm kidding. It's valued at 1,200 rands.
Well, that 100 million reminded us of somebody.
I'm fucked up.
Oh, shit. All you got to do is SMS chiller. Let me get the number. You got to SMS chiller to win this thing. All right. Where's the number? You can see we're disorganized today.
The number.
SMS chiller to... where's the number? SMS. Mesh, you don't have the number there for me.
The number.
Oh, SMS chiller to 33282. That's 33282. SMS chiller. And an SMS will cost you 1 rand 50 cents. T's and C's do apply. And yeah, you could be walking away with one of those hampers.
Nice.
Are we going to give away a hamper of this, Wanya Tsotsi?
We have to. But okay, we'll give away the hamper like through, because this, okay, this Wanya Tsotsi sauce is from the one of the ladies, Khomotso, from On the Table.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
on
she's got
table.
Her own sauce.
That's amazing.
That is
amazing.
On the table.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's fun.
So, you know what? We'll hook up something on the ladies' podcast. Yeah. Make sure. Look out for the next couple of weeks.
Okay. So, you guys will do a hamper on
your
show.
Yeah, we'll do a hamper. Like, but this is amazing sauce, guys. Yeah. By one of the girls.
Wow. And I love peri peri. This is nice.
Delicious.
It is hot. I had
it. It is hot.
Well, it's got a barcode, so it must be legit.
It's legit. It's got an expiry date, guys.
Where
can you find it? You can find it at Liquor City, and it's the one in Broadacres, Glen Naren, and Lone Hill. This is in the north.
Oh, okay.
And it's also available in Katlehong.
Oh, Katlehong.
Yep.
Nice.
Katlehong Meat Express.
Wow.
That's where you can get it.
Wow, man, this is amazing. Black excellence. We got to support each other, guys.
Yeah,
support, bro, that's support, all we got to do, eh?
That's it. It's
we
that
just
got to
support each other.
Imagine if we just got products every day just lined up here.
Black. It's that simple, man.
Which is why I love the Casper and Drip thing. I don't care about
the partnership.
Yeah, I don't care about how much money it's worth.
The 100 million.
The 100 million, 10 rand, 1 rand. The fact that two brands, black brands that are massive, are collaborating, I'm for that. That's all I care about. However much it costs, I couldn't give a fuck.
I feel like if that was enough for every person, then they wouldn't have to embellish the figures and make it 100 million. Because I feel like that is PR for us to talk about.
Yeah.
But if we actually clapped hands for one another, even if the deal was worth 2 million or 1 million or 500,000 rands,
we'd
still tweet about it. It would still trend. So it's sad the fact that, well, I'm assuming that it's, you know, the figures have been embellished a bit.
Yeah, it's a PR. It's a PR
obviously,
thing, man.
Obviously, yeah.
DJ Spoo used to do this, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember he said his brand is worth a billion.
Oh,
yeah, and then everybody started speaking about it. But it's Casper, dog. What do you expect?
Yeah, true. That's true. I was thinking, hey, Drip is making caps now. Because this is a major cap. Drip caps. coming next summer. 100 million for one. Oh, 100 million rands.
But you got to hand it to Casper. That guy's a marketing guru.
Yeah.
Fuck, hate him or love him. That guy. Genius. Genius.
Did you see the ad?
Oh, yes. 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 Let me play you the ad. Ooh. Yes, let me play you the ad.
Hey, that ad kills me. Play the ad.
That ad kills me. Oh, man. Ah, Casper, you gotta love him, man. But this is amazing. I hope more celebrities will collaborate. We need this, man.
With local brands,
yeah,
guys.
Bro.
Let's collaborate.
Fuck the shit of endorsing a gin from France. You know what I mean?
Like, where's this one from?
Yeah,
from Champagne.
Here's the ad. Okay,
there we go. It's just music, they said. It's music, they said.
Yeah, it's just Cape Town, just they said.
They said.
Never gonna come back.
Ooh, no. Ooh. Don't. Oh, this guy.
It's just a podcast, they said.
Exactly.
Just a podcast.
It's more than just music.
It's more than just a podcast.
It's bigger than just a podcast.
And it's.
Why don't you actually also do an ad?
And just a shoe.
Eh?
It's more than just a shoe, guys. More than just a scooter.
Right now, man.
And that's a 200 rand note that fell.
Oh, God.
You must recognize.
Man, what does it say?
No, you know? Man, but can you leave Focalistic alone, dog?
We love Focalistic.
That song is catchy. Chelete ki scooter.
No, and namela, it makes sense. And look, we're not going to be here out hating for no reason. We don't hate, period. We just speak facts. It makes sense. Chelete is scooter because chelete takes you from one place to the other. You know?
Oh, you said this on the Patreon live
members. Yes, exactly. So,
yeah, so if you're a member, if you're a patron, metaphor. You probably heard this before.
Mm. Yeah, it's a metaphor. Chelete vele ki skuta. It does take you from Vosloo to fucking Sandton, right? Only money can do that. And we also know what money does. It makes the other gender's legs vibrate.
Cheers.
And when they step onto a scooter, what happens? Their legs vibrate.
Yeah.
So Chelete take a scooter.
That line is dope, guys. I don't think you guys understand.
That line is deep, bro.
That's
like ultra layers.
You can do a remix.
Oh shit.
Chelete take a cigarette. Right, tuba.
And then the girls go right, blower.
Chelete take a cell phone.
Chelete ukwai vel.
Hey, Chelete take a phone.
Chelete take a phone.
Rea phona.
River high. Go to satellite. Send your phone.
Anyway,
can be anything.
Can be anything.
Nana, shout out to Foka. We see him.
Let me call the drip guy, Likao.
Oh, Likao. Sohana. Sohana. It's how do you say it? Sohana. Likao. Like, one time a girl was giving me a blowjob. Oh, like it was the first time she gave a blowjob.
Yeah.
And she asked me, I said, lick here. She said, lick how? So when you say lick how, it reminds me of that fucking incident. Weirdest thing ever. Fuck.
It was a blowjob, they said.
And lick how, they said.
See, horny, I said. Lick how, we're horny, yeah. Lick how. Get down and get a new job. And she did it like after 5 minutes, something dripped. She definitely blew better than you.
She blows better than you.
Blow much better than her.
Actually, your lungs can handle that.
Oh, man. By the way, we're coming at you at Mashavela Studios. Oh, yes. Email podcast at mashavela.co.za if you want to use these studios, man.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, that's funny, dog.
Is it ringing?
Yeah, it's ringing. Hopefully you answer. You know, he's a busy man now, eh?
Hey, he's a busy man. He's probably still taking the elevator coming down from the tall building they signed the contract.
From the 55th floor.
From the 55th floor. Hey. In that advert, they were signing the contract with Casper on the 55th floor.
But what do you think the 100 million entails, according to you, so?
I think Casper will help push sales and he'll get the proceeds of the sales.
So it's projection.
So it's projection, yes. Oh. So I think maybe they did give him.
Hey, my leader.
Eita.
Hey, how are you, my brother? Congratulations.
Hey, thanks very, very much. Thanks very, very much, my brother. How are you?
Wow. I'm great, man. I remember when you came to Black Friday and I manifested this and I told you, you know what, we're going to get you a good deal. Here you are now.
100 million.
Yeah.
So it pays to be on Black Friday.
Yep.
Yeah. Those were blessings, my brother.
No, all the best, man. Listen, tell us about the deal. Everybody's asking about this 100 million. Like, how do you guys get that amount?
Yeah. I knew, and we actually only agreed on the morning, you know, that let us just, mention the amount, you know, because I'm not the numbers guy, you know, I'm just the guy in the background just trying to get work done, you know. So, yeah, man, it's just product, you know. We signed a contract worth 100 million rands on the products, you know. If it's a sneaker or a T-shirt that is worth 2,000 rands, we're going to make ones that are worth 100 million. You know, up until that particular term ends. So that is how much we came to 100 million. So if one drip is 1,000 rands, then we're going to manufacture 100,000 drips. And then, that is 100 million. So the deal itself is worth 100 million. Not to say by the end of term, Casper would have made 100 million. You know, the deal that we signed, both of us, is just a 100 million rand deal, you know, worth of product.
But you know you can't go to the hood anymore because people in the hood are gonna think you actually have 100 million in your boot or something.
You never know, my brother. You never know.
They're gonna kidnap Kapo, hold him for ransom. 400 million.
No, but I
was telling Saul and Ghost Lady, like, I'm so proud of you guys. Like, this is commendable. Yeah. Like, as black people, we got to collaborate, work together, support each other. I am for this. I said I don't care about the amount, whether it's a rand, 10 rand, 1,000, million, 100 million. As long as we're working together, that's all that matters, bro.
Yes,
100%, man. You know, there's so much more in retail than what people actually see, you know. Like, when I was building Drip, I actually found out that, like, Drip is actually in properties, you know. So, like, if I have 12 stores, mean I have 12 leases, and then we make our money off those 12 stores, that is real estate. You know, so we also went, in the background and then created a real estate business, you know. So, you know, there's so much that is happening behind the scenes in retail. So people just know, I just walk in the store, buy, and then I go, you know. So, yeah. So we are here for a very long time. And thanks very much for the call. And keep growing, my brother. Like last time I told you that you're also going very, very, very far with this.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man. All the best, my brother.
Hey, Tara.
Sweet. What a great guy, man.
Dope, bro.
So he's doing what McDonald's does.
Thank you. I was about to say that. Oh, that is the same thing with McDonald's, right? Yeah. They're not really the food business, but the
original
property. The property business.
You could say the same about schools as well.
Schools?
Yeah. Because when you own a school, you school.
No.
When you own a school, you own the land.
Exactly, right?
Yeah,
that's true. So shout out to him, expanding.
Did you watch DJ Joe's last night on After Chillers?
No, DJ Joe's, fuck, I always miss him. Last time
I always miss him.
I missed him because of load shedding. He didn't have it.
He had both Joop Joop on the line and Casper.
And that's the best person to have those guys. Jonas is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, he had both of them.
Nice. Yeah. And how was the conversation? What happened?
No, it was dope, but I realized that I actually don't want to interview Casper, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. I want to interview Rufilwe.
Oh.
But is he going to bring Rufilwe?
That's the thing.
No. I realized when Jose was interviewing Casper last night that if he would come, it'd be probably boring because he's going to give us PR answers.
Well, also, if he'd come, he'd give birth to a son like he just did recently.
Eh? I don't get that one.
If he
do you get it, Gosling?
I don't
get it. Am I the one who doesn't get it?
If Casper would come,
he'd
give birth to a son.
Oh!
Wow, what a late reaction. Ladies and gentlemen, that's McG.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
So keep the vuvuzela, please.
So even George couldn't bring out Revilio.
Nah.
Because George is a super candid, chill, funny guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, unfortunately, he's the second funniest jaw after DJ Dira's jaws. If you know what I mean, ghost lady.
Is it from that video? Is it from that video?
That jaw alone is worth 100 million. They said it was a jaw, they said.
A jaw dropping amount, they said. 100 million. Jaw on the floor.
Yeah, I want to interview Rafila, man. Because I used to play soccer with Casper.
Oh,
in Kailami, yeah.
Nice.
And he's a chill guy, man. You can tell Shadi Kota, he's funny. But Casper, on the other hand, is like, you know, he's a businessman. You know, he's a marketing guru, and everything that he does has to make sense with what he's pushing.
Exactly.
You know?
Mufasa.
Yeah. But Refilo, I'd love to interview Refilo.
If he brings Refilo.
Yeah. Maybe we must wait for when he has an I blew it moment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking
of. I feel like right now he's got so much to lose.
Yes.
Him coming to an interview and loosening up.
Never.
He'll always be thinking of the bag. You know what I mean? Like, I can't say this, I can't say that. I can't give them my true opinions on AKA. I can't. You know what I mean? Because he's got all these corporates, Samsung, Play, Energy Drink, Drip now, you know, who are invested in his image, and he can't just come out and say anything. So I think it's not the time now.
Yeah.
Let's wait him to be cold.
Yeah.
Not the hottest thing. Then we can talk to him and he won't give us PR answers.
Yeah.
Or when he claims he has retired.
Yeah. White guy I'd love to talk to right now who doesn't, he doesn't have a Refilo or Casper complex. This guy is just fucking, it is what it is.
Ooh.
Slick talk.
Slick talk!
I am here for slick talk.
That nigga is crazy.
Slick talk.
You. Guys, if you thought I'm controversial, go watch Slick Talk.
Slick Talk.
Calling us old hags.
I know people are going to be like, why are you giving this guy airtime? Oh, but no. Slick Talk, bro.
Look, man, I don't agree with some of the things he says.
I
but
don't
that guy
agree
is
with
funny.
The crass things.
Yeah.
You know, he says some crass things.
Have you heard what he said about Popcast?
It's like there's a whole library of. Do you hear what he said about offensive words? Shit. Do you hear what he said about the podcast? About what now?
What has he said about us?
He said about Blackie. Yeah. What did he say about podcast?
Let me find it for you. I just hope we never get in his bad books.
Yeah.
What? Yo, Slick Talk.
Because it's funny until he's
yeah,
got his.
Yeah, Slick Talk is funny, right?
Until it's about you.
Yeah, there are moments you cringe until it's about you.
Ah, shame.
You know what I mean?
Kubi.
What he said about Enke, the whole Jesus Christ. Was like, yo. And I only saw it yesterday because only yesterday I started going through his shit.
Mm.
I'm like,
I was also listening to you yesterday.
Aren't you afraid? Don't you go out to buy bread?
And where is
someone?
Where is that house? Where is he from?
I don't know. Is he in front of a closet? What is it? A door or something? It's a wooden structure behind
him. Don't start him.
Let me play. No, but like, dude, apparently it's from Valcom.
Is it?
Yeah, guys have got a name and a location. Location is Valcom, though.
Yeah. No, I love
feel
it,
like
man.
Run
freedom of
around.
Speech, man. Freedom of speech.
Freedom
dog.
Of speech, but dude,
yeah.
Would you be bold? Would you, do you have the balls to say
no
what he
waste,
says?
No
I don't
waste.
Have the balls.
I don't.
Like what I admire is the fact, not what he says, but the fact that there's someone out there who can say this shit with impunity.
No fear.
Yep.
With impunity, like as if there are no repercussions. As if you see Nasty C, or you bump into Black Coffee, or you bump into, anyone you spewed shit about, they won't do anything. AKA guy goes in, doesn't hold back. I mean, what he said about AKA's fiance, and I was like, whoa.
And listen to what he said about pop, because I found this so funny.
Even about, flip, yeah? Even about Nasty C.
Can you guys hear?
In time, come on.
Yeah.
You know what I realized? I realized that we haven't seen the podcast in a while, which means we finally got them the fuck up out of here. Which means it's good news, great news. It's time to celebrate. We got podcast the fuck up out of here. Did they really think that they were gonna get away with it? Did they really think they were just gonna slide over and we're gonna let that shit go? This is not what that is, bruh. We were not gonna let it go. You have Miss Cosmo, who's the most clueless DJ to ever hit the ones and twos, talking about SA hip hop. She knows nothing about SA hip hop. She's the definition of what is wrong with SA hip hop. Then you have Scoop, Fluke Magatini, who's 57 years old, talking about what's the next album, who's hot in the street. We don't wanna hear from that. Then you have the other guy who hasn't been relevant since 2015. These are the pioneers of the industry. Get the fuck out of here. We got these niggas the fuck out of here. They thought shit was sweet. They thought shit was gonna be easy. And they thought we were gonna come in, take over, and be the voices of SA hip hop. Well, guess what, niggas? We got you the fuck up out of here. We started with Speedster, and now you niggas are out of here. And if I see an episode of the podcast again, we have to get Miss Cosmo the fuck out of here. Miss Cosmo, gotta go. She.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
He also went in on Slicker. Oh, shit.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy, man?
Where's Popcast?
She's
anyway?
Target number one. If they ever upload an episode again, we have to go for Miss Cosmo. She's target number one. She knows nothing about the culture. She's exactly what is wrong with SA Hip Hop. Miss Cosmo represents everything wrong with SA Hip Hop. She represents favors. She represents connections. She does not know how to DJ. She's the worst thing of all time. I don't know why she's in the industry. I don't know what she does. She's not a real DJ, and we all know it. Scoop is 57 years old. We don't need to talk about Scoop. Scoop was relevant in 2010. Scoop is not relevant in 2020. Nobody cares about what Scoop has to say. The other guy is the other guy. He needs to just stay the other guy. Did you guys think that you were gonna get away with it? Did you read?
The other guy is the other guy.
What's wrong with this guy? Oh,
he needs to stay as the other guy.
The other guy gonna stay. He's got this voice, right?
Yeah.
He's got this voice.
This the high pitched voice.
Said the other guy. Oh, man. Oh, Flip. Come on, man.
It's like the perfect like voice for ranting. Like he's the
no,
one.
No, it's not perfect, but I think it's not. It's but oh, Flip. Jeez. It's what he says. How he says it. How he sounds is like ish. But hey, that guy got balls, man. Slick talk.
Yeah.
And also, some of the things he says are outlandish. Like, dude, like Miss Cosmo can DJ.
She can DJ.
Yeah, I tried being a promoter once. I booked Miss Cosmo. Mm-hmm. And she's good. Yeah. She can DJ, yeah. Right? And come on, man. Like, some of the things he says, like, that's not true. But the conviction, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a
video he's talking about Casper. He's like, yeah, Casper, try to bring Zola 7. It's 2020. Nobody gives a fuck about Zola 7.
Trying to yell that nigga.
Keep your legends. We don't give a fuck.
Jesus Christ. Right? Well, we brought Zola 7 back and people loved
man,
him.
Man.
No, Slick Talk, man, is a problem. That guy, man, like, I don't agree with the shit that he says, but the fact that there's someone out there bold enough with the balls big enough to come out and say these things that are just, yo, hey, man, I don't know what his game plan is, but good luck, bro. And yeah, fuck.
Like, we don't know where he's going to land.
Hey, we don't know where he's going to land, bro. Or maybe he thought he could fly. You know, baby boy thought he could fly. He's going to fly when they come for him, when the lawyers come for him.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck, Slick Talk, but keep doing what you do, man. Like,
but how do you even see him? Because that's not his real name.
Yes, but apparently people have got his real name now.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently they've got his real name.
No.
They've got his real name. They've got, well, he's from Velcom, they say.
Listen, Slick Talk, if you're watching this, man, please hit us up, man. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yo, Slick Talk, hit us up, bro. We'd love to talk to you, definitely.
Yeah. Anyway, what else happened? Oh, did you see the 10 baby story?
Oh, I saw the 10 baby story, bro. Yeah. There's a couple that's got 10 kids.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. They're called
the ZCC couple.
Yes.
Oh, the couplets or something.
Yeah.
Yes. The couplets with the couplets, something like that. 10 kids.
That's crazy.
They thought they'd 8. I think the sona.
But that's what happens many times. When there's a lot of kids, you think that they are carrying 7.
Boom, comes out 10 kids.
Do you think they're going to be able to remember all their names?
How do you name those
people?
How do you name them?
Like, it's going to be one they always forget, and then he's going to grow up and come on a podcast and be like,
and become like a Slick Talk. Imagine. That's how they start, hey? You know these neglected babies.
No, not even one, though. Come on. Maybe 5.
A couple of them, yeah.
And the funny thing is they've got twins already. They've got a pair of twins.
Damn.
The first born was a pair of twins. Mm. Now there's 10.
But I saw brands were jumping on that, ne?
Brands are definitely going to
It's another KFC situation.
Yes, of course, right?
But I can imagine they need all the help. So
Need 10 of everything.
The brands must jump in and assist, you know? Not just capitalize.
And I think it's good PR, though, for the church, ZCC, because they're both wearing their stars.
Yeah.
I think that's good. Also, I think they must chip in.
Oh, wasn't it birds?
It's good, because I want the team.
Were they wearing stars or birds?
Stars. Was it birds?
Could be a bird, could be a star.
Nah, it's stars, man. I want that team.
Oksala, it's all up in there.
I saw them like they were proud, like that right there. I'm sure the Badgers were singing Restar Kumshele because they scored a goal, 10 goals in one bloody match. Restar Kumshele, Lesman Kele.
That nigga's sperm must be crazy, no?
Oh, strongest sperm ever. The Lord of Sperms, God of Sperms. Other sperms bow down to that nigga's sperm, bro. Oh, that guy. Because twins. Okay, sharp. It's just a warm-up.
Yeah.
It's the fucking main event. Next time, it's just cooling down. It's going to be triplets.
Sure.
Or quadruplets.
Yeah. Imagine. And at first, they said that this was like fake news because apparently the Department of Health was saying that they've not located where these kids were born. But now it is true.
It's Pete, apparently, Pete Rampedi. I saw him trending. He's the one, I think, who broke the story or something. And then there's a picture now of him there, actually, with this couple. And it's actually real and true.
Yeah.
And they've set the record. That's the Guinness Book of Records pay. They should be paying, bro.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, you're 10K.
But remember, I always told you that women are supernatural. How do you carry 10 babies?
Bro, how do you carry 10 human beings? Yeah. And they all come out alive.
I can't even carry a case of grandeur. It's too much.
Bro, that is too much. That is crazy, man.
Would you be able to, Ghost Lady?
If they're inside, what do you do?
Pelagius at Nala.
Yeah, exactly.
Just Nala only.
And after that, I was just like, yo, hell no. Hey, babies, yo. I was like, I need rest. Just for one baby. Imagine 10.
Imagine 10, bro.
Imagine their jaws come out like Tiras, all 10 of them.
They want to wiggle their way out.
They'll bite the Gucci. Hell no.
Anyway, Big Zulu King Nara, it's so nice to see like celebrities having fun on social media.
What happened?
No, don't you see the video that Big Zulu posted?
Mm-mm.
With King Monada, the fighting.
Yeah.
Oh.
You haven't seen that?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
No, man, they're having fun, man. They're having fun in social media. No beef.
Is it?
It's nice to see celebs do that, right?
Yes, ooh,
for
man.
A change, man. They're not promoting anything.
Nothing. Well, Casper's promoting his fights. That's how it started. Sorry.
The fights that never happened.
No. He's promoting now. I don't think the other one will happen. The fight that's going to happen is him and Prince KB.
Okay.
That is going to happen. Prince KB, and I inbox him on Instagram. I'm like, dude, is this real? He's like, yeah, it's real. The guy wants to actually fight him.
Oh, okay.
So then people started saying, who can fight who also? And people are like, Big Zulu can fight King Monada. Now I think that's cool. But a person who said they're willing to fight Big Zulu on the real, it's Steven Gacy.
Oh, for real?
He said he could fight, like, literally.
Oh.
He's willing. And you know he's a fitness guy. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
And he said he could fight Big Zulu.
Oh. Who do you think would win?
Siv.
Siv.
My man is on Siv. Funny
for
enough.
Real?
Big Zulu is bigger.
But on Big Zulu.
Siv gyms, dog. He's a gym guy. Big Zulu is natural. He's naturally big. So I think technique and everything, Siv.
Mm.
Siv, dog. I think Siv would do it.
Who would you fight?
I mean, I don't fight.
Mm.
Yeah, but who? Mbari Mekchi.
I'd fight you.
Oh, fuck you.
No, fight Slick Talk.
Nah, I would never fight Slick Talk, man. Who would I fight? I wouldn't fight anyone. I don't fight, bro.
Everyone say you must fight Focalistic.
Oh, come on, dog. It's a mismatch also. Really, it's a mismatch, right? And deep down inside, I'm a fan. I just didn't understand the lyrics, bro. You know, but I wouldn't fight Focalistic.
Mm.
Who would I fight? That's my size.
Let me call someone here as well.
Am I going to fight this person?
No. That's GBV. Hey.
Oh, it's GBV this
one? Yeah, it's a lady.
Oh.
Can't fight her, GBV.
No, can't fight her, lady.
Can't fight her.
That is gender-based violence. We don't fight ladies.
We're going to call Lude Love, man. She's got a great
Lude Love.
With Apple.
Now, I have no reason to fight her.
How many reason jokes do you think she hears a day?
Sure.
Ooh, she hears a ton of reason jokes. Oh, flip.
She was getting inundated with those jokes. Are they're not together anymore, eh?
No, they separated. But to reason, I'm going to loot. No loot, love.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, love?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, man. You're live on Podcast and Chill. Sol is here. Ghost Lady.
Hey, loot, love.
Hey, love.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
We're calling you to congratulate you on the Apple deal. That is freaking amazing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So what's the deal about, man? What's going on?
So I'm the brand new host of Africa Now, which is a show on Apple Music One, previously hosted by DJ Cuppy.
Wow.
The first year anniversary, and I'm stepping into season 2 for a South African to host the show on Apple Radio. But yeah, I'm taking over this season, and you know, as it continues, everything is really about uplifting African superstars, African music. You know, obviously Nigeria had the spotlight when Cuppy was on the show. Now it's kind of moving over to SA.
Wow.
And I guess my job is just to, like, shout out to all the dope people that are making amazing things happen musically, artistically, creatively. And yeah, I'm just a facilitator, man, you know.
Are you going to be moving that side, or are you shooting everything this side?
No, we're shooting everything this side. I mean, we're still being COVID safe. There's a lot happening in the world right now.
Mm.
And also, I want to be in a space where I can have real dope conversations with our very own who are in the country with me. Yeah, so I'm still staying at home. I'm not about to move. I've got 2 little ones.
Twins.
And are you going to be getting paid in dollars, ne?
Patong Macchi.
Ah, I just want to know. Which currency are we dealing with? Are we international?
Which one?
We are global, okay?
Lude Love, thank you so much for taking this call. I know you've told me so many times you don't want to come on the show, so I really appreciate you.
Why?
She said, and tell them why I don't want to come to the show.
No, she's please tell us.
You are lastach, you don't listen. You're going to take me to places I don't want to go to. I'm going to answer in a truthful way. It's going to be problematic for everyone, so let's keep it safe.
And okay. I appreciate you being honest with me. You know, some celebs say, hey, please speak to my manager.
Only to hear no.
But me and you know. Don't tell them what we know, but me and you know.
No, I love you long time. All the best. I'm looking forward to it, yeah?
Thank you guys so much. I can't wait. Thank you so much.
All right,
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she's one of the celebs that doesn't want to come on, but at least she was honest.
But how is being truthful a problem? Since when has being, like, honesty the worst policy? She's going to come and be truthful. How is that a problem?
She said she doesn't want me to take her places. She doesn't want to go.
Come on,
but
bro.
That's the truth then about the
what
industry, that people just lie.
No, there are some people that don't want their... there are some people that are scammers. I'm not saying she's a scammer.
But you're right. They portray a certain image,
but in real life, they are not like that.
Oh.
And when you come here, we don't care about the image
all
you're portraying.
Bullshit. Yeah.
We want to know...
The real you.
This is why a video like Isaac, Israel.
Israel.
How much is Israel on now?
He's on number one.
Israel.
Like 6'8". He's bypassed Zodwa.
Dude, in 3 weeks.
Yo. Israel is just doing crazy numbers. Like, Israel. And look, we knew that we were going to get a great interview. We just didn't know it would be that iconic.
Yo. I think he's going to be the first to hit a milli, bro.
Yo.
And deservedly so.
So does that mean the podcast is worth a billion? Projection wise,
yeah, projection
wise, we're with a billion,
and hey, the projections and finance,
five billion,
dog.
Let me check.
We must start a mutual bank.
Oh man, my Wi-Fi is slow. Okay, here we go. Let me check Israel. The numbers I saw in a week.
I'm sure by next week it'll be 700.
And I'm sure even wherever he is, he's thinking
689,000 in 3 weeks.
Told you.
So what's the most viewed?
It's Zola Zodwa Bantu.
And she's sitting on what, apart from vibrator? What's she sitting on?
Let me see. Zodwa is on 679.
Ah, he's going to surpass him.
Yeah.
He's going to eclipse Zodwa. He's going to surpass Zodwa, bro.
Yeah.
He's going to surpass Zodwa. And remember, Zodwa had crazy things, right? Vibrators, the sexy things.
And
with him, there was none of that. It was
exactly,
just
yeah.
Pure wisdom.
To my point.
No.
He's not a scammer. What you see is what you get.
Yes. Oh. Thank you. That's it.
That's it.
Flip.
Yeah, you know?
That's incredible, very interview, bro.
That's it.
Incredible.
But anyway. I was with Bongani Fassi yesterday. The whole day. Yeah.
Bongani Fassi?
Yeah, man.
The whole day?
Yeah.
What are you doing with Bongani Fassi the whole day?
No, because we're planning
we're
planning an interview.
Oh, nice.
So he says he wants to make it a special. So he said I must come over to his house so he can explain what he wants to do. He wants it to be a different interview than all the other ones I've done.
Oh, shit. Dope.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I watched his show. Did you see his show?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I watched his show. Yeah, Finding Bongani.
And
Finding Bongani.
That was the first episode this past weekend.
And?
It was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it about?
Well, obviously about him. Just, it's a reality show of Bongani Fassi. And
it's just a reality show of him.
Yeah.
And his wife and kids and home.
Well, I didn't see that far yet, but it was just a lot of conversations, how he was or how he is, I think, ever since the... Or maybe like his growing up, you know, his mom,
Bongani's
Brenda.
A genius, yeah. Know? Like a musical genius.
Yeah. So I chill with him the whole day.
Oh, yeah.
And he's one of those guys that I wanted to get on for a long time. You know, like Zola, I tried for like 2 years.
Yes.
He's also another king. One, yeah. My king.
You're miking him every day.
You're miking him.
Yes. He's another one. But now I'm starting to understand, like, God's timing, you can't mess with it, dog.
Yeah, you can't mess with God's timing.
Because the space he's at right now, he's at such a good space, bro.
Yes, that's.
And I promise you, when we do that interview, it's probably going to be one of the best we've ever done.
For real?
Like,
is he going to give us everything?
Yeah.
How Lanster works and
he's ready, dog.
Yeah.
He's ready.
What they were given.
He's ready. He's like, dude, I'm ready for you.
What?
Ooh. Yeah.
Money.
Yeah. And he's a creative. He's like, I want it like this. It must be special. It must be dope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like a lot of guys are like, even like Fat Joey was like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, sit here. Yeah, see the meat, the smoke. And the creatives are like that.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Man.
So, but he's.
When are we interviewing him?
Next week. Hey, Mash, you available next week, ne? Tuesday, ne? Yeah.
Sure.
But it's a special, so it's not going to be like a one-day shoot.
Oh, flip.
Yeah.
It's a special?
Yeah, dog.
What does a special entail?
You'll see.
This is like, so in Amaki, it's got a sequel.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, but one of the prodigal stories, I mean, from when he was a kid with his mom alone, that could do an hour. That could do an hour. Bongani trying to break into the industry, the game alone, that could do an hour. Bongani being at the top with Josie.
With Josie,
Lance, and everybody else alone, that could do an hour. The breakup alone, that could do another hour.
We've got Gareth Cliff coming this week, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Gareth Cliff.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
This week?
Yeah, we're going to drop it. Oh, shit, I'm thinking it's Monday.
Next week.
Next week.
Next week, Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Gareth Cliff.
He
was dope.
It was like looking at a 40-year-old version of myself.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you know where you're going to be in the next couple of years?
And it means you have no intention of marrying a lady because he's single.
Yeah, and then guys... How does it become about me now?
You made it about you. You said he's a 40-year-old
version of you.
And he's a 40-year-old guy or 50-year-old guy or whatever.
And you're a couple of years away from being 40.
I was.
He's got no kids, no wife.
You've got kids.
Weak.
Hey, but he's very intimidating, eh?
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, off camera, he was just quiet, like this. All right, can we start, guys? And then when we start, like, then he becomes like, you know, yeah.
But you'd probably be like that if you got interviewed as well, because he's like natural radio guy. He's shy, doesn't like crowds. Like me, if I told you I'm bad at small talk, you know, like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm horrible at that.
What about slick talk? Are you?
My voice ain't high enough for the slick talk. Then yeah, yo, you like the Pablo? He does because you can fly.
You're a human vacuum.
My voice ain't high enough.
Have you heard what he does when he talks about blackhead? He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that all you got, my nigga?
Ain't nobody trying to yell at that.
Slick talk is a national treasure. We need to protect him at all costs.
He needs to be in parliament. That boy, I'm serious. Like,
murdering in parliament.
It's like, fuck Durban. They gave us Jacob Zuma.
And Jacob Zuma's not even from Durban. They're like, I'll just take the piece of Durban as a piece of land, throw it out in the ocean.
Ah, shit.
I'm here for that crazy talk.
Anyway, since we're talking about local brands, I want to play a game with you guys. Are you guys ready?
We're ready for a game.
I'm going to mention a name, and I must you guys must tell me who owns, which celebrity owns that brand.
Oh, dope.
You ready?
Dope.
All right, cool. Here we go. MD Skincare. Who owns it?
MD.
Mesh is putting on his hands.
Anything with beauty, Mesh knows. That's the
MD.
Should have started that.
Oh, yeah, MD, Milenke Kamini.
All right, and you, Ghost Lady?
Oh. Mm-mm.
The initials, MD.
MD, ne?
Yeah. What are you going for, Ghost Lady?
I know she's
one of the girls. I'm trying to just, like, one of the...
MD. 3 seconds. One, two, three. Give me something. Give me something. Ghost Lady, give me something.
Give us something, something.
Give me something.
Something.
Who's this doctor that's got a skincare brand?
Doctor?
Yes.
Doctor.
An aesthetics doctor.
An aesthetic?
Well, Dr. Porsche. Yeah, 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 incorrect.
Weak.
Okay.
You are swag.
Okay.
Regardless, whichever doctor it is, you're right.
Yeah,
it's MD.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. MD.
Well done, so.
Do you think her marrying that guy, like, made her...
It didn't.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say.
She was already big, though. Minnie's Minnie, though. She's a fucking powerhouse.
She still is?
I don't... You see, marrying him slowed her down.
That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said marrying her catapulted her.
No,
definitely slowed her down.
Slowed her down.
No, definitely, bro. I mean, you've got a husband. Guys, let's be honest.
We need to ask Click Talk.
But that's the thing. Probably being married
Minnie
protected
was trending
her.
In 2010. We're trying to hear.
Yeah, she ain't trending. She should be trending in maternity ward. Not here. Flip, man. Make my voice higher, bro. Take it like 10 pitches, 10 sorry. Semitones higher.
Sorry, Ghost Lady, you're saying?
No, I'm saying, what if actually her being married actually helped her? Like, it's almost like it protects her.
From what?
From the industry. Because
she's not out there anymore.
Yeah, because she's just not out there. And that's she's now viewed in a more respectable manner. Like, you know what? You are not for the streets.
Okay, you're a brand, Ghost Lady.
That's a point.
You've got Minentle and Mihlali. Who are you going for?
It depends on what I want, what kind of a brand it is. But Mihlali is the one. No. But Mihlali is the one. No, you're right.
Exactly.
Mihlali is the one.
Mihlali is the one. Like,
because Mihlali is for the streets.
Pot plants or
not
something.
Not in that
then
way.
You go with Mini, but Mihlali is the one. She's hot.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Or some COVID, put your masks on.
Yes.
Bullshit.
Some sanitize before you enter the house to protect the kids. Yeah, you get Mini, but let's be honest. If your brand is cool, edgy, and you want to be top Forbes 30 under 30.
Of course.
That's
no, no, the, no, no. You do go that route.
Exactly.
Because obviously,
hey, how do you pronounce this one? This brand. This is the next brand. How do you pronounce this one?
Makosa.
Which one?
This one, number two.
Yes, sis.
I think it's J Atelier.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
J Atelier.
It's a French term, I think.
J Atelier. Whose brand is that?
Is it Zintle?
You're going for Zintle?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Zintle has got Her Majesty Era. I think it's Jay something.
Jay something.
Jay, it's Jay.
You're swak.
It's Jay.
Swak. No, it's not.
And put, please blow the vuvuzela for me.
Oh, yes, yeah. I'm
he
tired
can't
now.
Blow.
You're right.
I was trying to trap him.
Yeah. He's right, by who?
I'm trapping your lungs.
You didn't answer?
It's DJ Zintle.
It's DJ Zintle.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Which one? Is that the jewelry?
No,
the couches.
No.
Oh, the couches.
Yeah.
So why Jay?
No, it's furniture. It's furniture.
Furniture.
Yeah, furniture.
So why Jay?
I don't know. We'll ask her.
Gian.
Oh, Gianni. Yes, that's why.
Oh.
Gianni, her surname.
Okay. Gianni.
You're smart.
I'm smart.
You're loyal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know my girls.
And then.
Except for MD.
And then, flutter eyelashes. This one is easy.
Flutter.
Yeah.
Flutter
eyelashes.
Actually, let me allow Saul to try.
Flutter.
Mm-hmm.
Eyelashes. Mm. Flutter.
Eyelashes.
Flutter. Flutter eyelashes. I don't know.
You don't know? Take a guess.
I'm trying to think who wears that.
She's
eyelashes.
At Metro FM. Mm.
Oh, she's at Metro FM. Mm.
Mm.
Lerato Kanyako.
Yeah.
Wow, I gave it to you.
Yeah, he did. Like, yeah. I mean,
oh, this one is simple as well. Jin Jin.
Jin Jin.
Jin
Jin.
How, guys?
Jin. Wait, the brand is called Jin Jin.
Yes.
Kanyimba's got a brand. It's not called Jin Jin.
Wow.
Jay something's got a brand. It's not called Jin
Jin. Jin. So it's a Jin brand.
Mashabala got a brand. It's not called Jin Jin. It is a Jin brand, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Jin Jin. Jin Jin.
321, give me a name. Give me a name.
Jin Jin. Jin Jin.
Give me a name.
Jin Jin.
No, another name.
Nganyisa Bengu.
Okay.
How?
No, he's got a double chin. So maybe the chin became Jin. I don't know. Shit.
Ghost Lady, give me one. Give me a name.
Jin Jin.
Give me a name.
Casper New Vest.
Wow.
Jin.
Jay something, guys.
Jay something.
Yes.
It's called, and Jin. Jay something's got a Jin.
It's
but
called
it's not
Jin,
called
Jin.
Jin Jin.
It's Jin Jin.
Is it, why didn't you call it Jay Jin or something? Or Jin with a J. Like J-I-N.
Or something Jin.
You guys didn't know
or
that.
Or something Jin. Like his restaurant is called Something's Cooking.
Yeah, Something's
so
Cooking.
So why the fuck would you call his Jin
Jin Jin,
Jin and not Something
Jin
is Brewing?
Or some Jin.
Or some Jin.
Some Jin.
Wow.
Jin Jin.
All right, last one.
Bad
touch,
marketing.
Touch Femme.
That's Tibo Touch. Thibaut come touch. On, huh?
Ah, okay.
All it's right. Obvious.
So you only know the blacks.
Eh?
Basically.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Oh, nah. Jin Jin. It's J-I-N.
Oh, you should have said it's spelled with
it's
a J.
It's J-I-N. G-I-N.
You see?
Jin Jin. Then it makes sense
exactly.
That it's J something.
You should have told us the spelling. You should have, MacArthur.
Yes, bro. J-I-N. Then we're going to get it.
Aya. Where's Slick Talk when you need him? Yeah.
For who?
Hey, dog, please do it. Don't unleash Slick Talk with me. please. No Slick Talk. Please.
That guy will make us feel very small.
Hey,
you four-eyed like, motherfucker.
You know, yeah. Like, you know how your parents used to scare you? Zobuza upo. Zobuza. Zobuza Slick Talk.
Zobuza Slick Talk.
Behave, otherwise I'll call Slick Talk. He's like, that guy
yeah.
Is the worst monster, the worst enemy. You don't want Slick Talk in your business, man.
Anyway, we're almost out of here, man. Anything that I missed out? What else
nah,
has been happening,
nah.
Bro?
Like, there's a lot of talk of cryptocurrency. Did you
oh,
see that shit?
Oh, yeah, shit. Bitcoin, ne?
Yeah.
I don't know
Bitcoin.
What's going on. Do you know what's
what
going
is
on?
Happening?
Come on. I know the price is high now of Bitcoin. That's what
yeah.
I know.
Oh, it's crazy
much.
Numbers now.
How much is it now?
About half a mil.
Half a
fuck.
Mil?
That's for one.
Yeah.
One
that's
unit of something
one.
Is half a mil and it's on a GTI.
One. Yay.
Fuck. Jesus Christ.
The Dog, and I wanted to get into Bitcoin so bad, dog.
Why didn't you?
I don't have money.
How much was it when you wanted to get in?
I think it was about 20,000 for one Bitcoin.
Imagine.
Yeah. I told my mom to buy.
This was how many years ago?
I think maybe 2-3 years.
Exactly.
It's over fucking 200% now.
Yeah.
Soon, people are buying, like actually people have already been buying houses with just...
Bitcoin. But there's a Bitcoin channel I watch on YouTube. It's really good.
Oh, yeah?
Like everything you need to know about Bitcoin is there.
I need to, because
and the guy is local. He's African.
Oh, shit, though.
Yeah, it's called Hardcore Crypto.
And he's not a scammer, right?
Nah, it's not.
A lot of these guys in our inboxes on Facebook are like, hey, man, I can make your two... Even Benjamin Duber just got scammed now by a Forex guy.
For real?
Yeah, but this guy's legit.
Yeah, no, this guy's legit.
Dope.
I'll actually put the link in the description. Hardcore Crypto.
What's the channel called?
Hardcore Crypto.
So, hardcore, normal spelling.
Yes.
Then instead of putting porn, I put crypto.
Danko.
Search engine.
Danko. Danko.
Fucking
love
it.
Danko. Hey, we cannot do the fist bump. Are you guys happy? Oh, just before we go, man, if you're a chiller and you love movies, Timfinity wants to assemble a movie squad. You know who Timfinity is?
Yeah, they helped us with the Zola thing, right?
Yeah.
Zola 7 premiere in three different 7. Cities.
Remember that?
Oh, okay, yes, I remember.
Yeah.
That was epic.
So they're looking for a movie squad.
Oh,
so basically, if you love movies, take a video of yourself reacting. And, you know, just doing reactions to a movie that you just watched. And then send it to us. And then, yeah, we're going to announce the winners on the 21st of June. So, yeah.
So if you're a chiller, how many winners do you need? Hmm? How many winners are you going to get?
They're going to decide. Oh. So from the entries we get, they'll choose which people will be part of the movie squad.
So they must, any movie?
Yeah, any movie. Any movie, yeah. So if you're a chiller and you love movies, and the podcast and chill loves you.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys didn't get that one.
If the podcast loves you. Which one is that one?
Which one is
anyone
this one?
Got it in the house?
Okay. Anyone here worked at Prime Media?
No. Oh, okay.
Ah, yeah, you didn't get a job at Prime Media?
You work everywhere, bro. How did you not get a job at Prime Media, man?
Anyway.
Aya, pro, our sound engineer.
Yo.
So WhatsApp or email any review you've personally completed, and you could be given access to the ultimate Teamfinity Movie Squad invites to exclusive screenings. That comes part of the thing. And then tell them, Zanzi, what you think on a mega platform. Email podcast at thisismacg.com or WhatsApp 0814740632. Competition ends 18th June. Winners will be announced on the 21st of June.
Awesome. Mm. Brilliant. Brilliant. Yes.
Nice. Perfect.
Knocked it out the park. How's that live read, boy?
Boy. That Prime Media experience coming, showing up now. Huh? Hey, boy.
But you must press your swag for sharing a joke that we did not get from Prime Media.
Yeah, an internal Prime Media joke.
You know?
Okay, let me say it again.
All right.
If you're a chiller.
Yeah.
And you love movies.
Yeah.
Then podcast and chill. Loves you.
Is that some Heifeld radio 947 shit?
Weak.
Swack. Swack. Thank you, sound engineer guy.
Yes.
I am pro.
Yes.
You drop a swack. Drop it again.
Drop a swack.
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 Weak. Swack. Swack, boy.
Swack.
Swack. It's a no pop.
Blow the vuvuzela for yourself. No,
bro.
Take it.
Anyway, speaking about movies, I remember last episode, I got to mention it again because it's really important.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
That you check out The Stanford Experiment on Netflix.
Ooh.
Yeah, you got to check out that
I
movie.
I should.
Yeah.
I'm bad because I watch, like, I don't watch, I Google and then I see the reviews, but I watch it. Apparently it's depressing, though.
It's not depressing. It explains like how apartheid happened and how most things in the world happen.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Then I will watch it.
But I told you on Saturday, you don't watch it.
I know, but I have a lot of things to watch. I had the new movie by Wrath of Man by Guy Ritchie.
There's a new Guy Ritchie.
I said Guy Ritchie, right? Yeah.
There's a new one.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
He's good.
Jason Statham.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's an amazing movie. The ending is just a bit weird.
Yeah.
Is it the ending? Yeah, the ending is weird. And then I watched Spirals. It's trash.
Why do you mention it then?
Can't say that.
That shit is trash.
What Spiral?
Yeah?
What is that?
Spiral is a movie featuring... it's a movie. I'm trying to.
Oh, are we supposed to say good things about it?
They sponsored 2 weeks ago, guys. We gave away a hamper.
Who? Spiral.
Oh, it was a great movie.
Fuck.
That one.
Fuck.
MacGyver has this thing. You must say when we're getting paid for. Like, you're supposed to say good things about it.
Cut it. Cut that one.
Mash, remove it. We are beat. We out.
Boom.
No. No, but Chris Rock on the okay. though.
You must say.
Okay. So when I come on the show and yes. I say, guys, we're giving away a hamper.
Okay.
What do you think?
Someone's paid for it. Yes,
exactly.
Obviously. Oh. Just like with the hampers with the clothes and stuff.
Okay.
You
know? Oh, okay.
So we must be excited about it.
Oh, okay.
But then a few weeks later, you bought the clothes. You bought the fucking footwear from the hamper and it's torn after a day. And you're giving your honest experience of
and
it.
And you like drip sucks. Forsaking a drip. It's like, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. So, okay, take two. Let's go.
Okay,
you ready?
Take two. Yeah, yeah, you ready.
All right, Mesh, do the thing.
Come, cut.
Let's go, take two.
Take two.
Wait, take two.
You must first say cut.
Oh, fuck. No problem. Fuck.
Three, spiral.
Yes.
Retake.
Yes. Yeah. So you've been watching dope movies, huh?
Nah, dope, bro. Yeah, what's this one? Wrath of Man.
Yeah. Mm.
Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
It's not. It's dope up until the ending. I thought the ending was lazy.
With Jason.
Bro. Mm. Yeah, it was lazy, the ending. It was lazy. Like, it was because it was. I don't want to spoil it and drop details, but that shit was trash. Ayo, that shit was trash, bro. That's my slick talk impersonation. That shit was trash. No one trying to say something to see no shit. Ain't no one trying to see that shit, Guy Ritchie, bro. It was trash. The ending wasn't. It's not Guy Ritchie, man. You know. Yeah. I know it's not British. It like Jason Statham is literally the only like British guy in the movie, and it's based in America. But the storyline is great. The ending. The movie is good, but the ending. The
but
ending
you watched a good movie, though, this week. A brilliant movie, I heard. You watched a good movie.
Oh, Spiral! Oh, Spiral! Oh! Spiraling out of control of entertainment. Spiral was amazing. Chris Rock, oh, man, he's acting. It's not that amazing, but the movie was great.
So you saying I must go and watch it?
What spiral? It's like Saw. It's similar to Saw.
Oh, okay.
Same production as Saw.
Okay.
Production company.
Oh.
Yeah.
Spiral is great. Spiral is amazing.
Oh, okay.
Spiral is what movie makers aspire to make.
Okay.
Spiral is it's Spiral is amazing.
Ooh.
Watch Spiral.
Okay.
It's great.
My time is
I can't wait. I can't
your time
wait.
Is Saw. I told you, it's like Saw or Spiral. Watch Spiral. It leaves you with a sore tummy. Oh.
Would you say it's in the top 5 of the best movies you've seen this year?
Hey, man, I'd be reaching.
You can't even rate it. It's
I'd
just
be reaching.
That amazing.
Yeah, it's in a special list of tone. My all-time favorite list. It's so amazing, it doesn't deserve to be there. It's got its own list on the side.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Spiral.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Its own list in the trash, you mean? Huh?
Shit. Anything else you want to say? Before?
Nah, nothing. Please. Oh, last shout out. Shout out to Zotto Obantu. He's got a new business. I don't want people to say, hey, we spoke about Zotto. You said, what is she sitting on? Whatever. On the videos, count list in the channel.
Yeah,
she's got a new business now.
Talking about a lot of businesses.
I keep showing this thing. I don't want to show it. It's got a new business. She's an undertaker.
Yeah.
So shout out to her, man. That's it, literally.
She'll get the money whether you're dead or alive, ne? She's the one. You know?
Is that business better than Spiral?
Well, it's not spiraling out of control.
What's his final insight, my boy?
Didn't you watch it,
Spiral
MacGyver?
An amazing movie, man.
You didn't watch it.
No, I wanted to watch it again. I just like, there was load shedding, but I really wanted to watch it again. And it was so dope, but there was load shedding. I couldn't watch it.
Isn't it in the movies? We book it again.
Hey!
Hey! So, they don't shed it. Thank you, Nico.
Yeah, at the movie, at the cinemas. I would go to the cinemas, and then there was load shedding at the mall. At the mall, there was load shedding.
So while you're watching it, it just went...
Yeah, the mall, we're like, whoa. No case, you know,
guys,
stop.
We're never going to get brands after this.
No, we won't, man. Come on. And Spiral is amazing. Go watch Spiral, guys. At the nearest cinemas. Right now, it's out. Showing at your nearest cinemas.
No, I want to confirm the load shedding schedule. What time did you watch it? Eh?
Yeah?
Which day?
No, I mean, it was supposed to be like 9 o'clock. The 9 o'clock movies.
Oh, man.
And they let you come in,
at
pay.
At Kilani.
Bakhlale saphakat, and then zut.
No, mingene mall. No, I've the movies are not available. There's no electricity.
Oh, so how did you watch half of it then?
Hmm?
How was it amazing?
No. Mamela. I watched it at the cinema the first time, right?
Oh,
and then
so you watched
so
it
amazing.
First time?
I went back to the cinema to watch it again. Right?
Uh-huh.
And then there was no electricity. There was load shedding. Then I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, God, let me go home. I'm so disappointed. My favorite movie, I can't see it twice.
And where did you stream it?
So I didn't stream it. I watched it at the cinema, even the first time.
Okay.
Oh, it's in God. The cinemas.
Oh, okay.
Spiral. It's an amazing movie. Okay.
You must do a review so you can be part of the movie club.
Yeah, yeah. We want to see your reaction.
Yeah.
You know?
We are here, podcast in jail.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.